every person has a right to basic knowledge of how to optimize their mind, body, and spirit. Here, I bring to you influential individuals and ideas to help you live a more healthy, fulfilling life. I'm Julie Fouché, and I'd like to welcome you to Pursuing Health. Welcome to episode 9 of Pursuing Health. I'm really excited about this episode. It's been about 2 months now since my first episode, and believe it or not, we're already on to number 9. But I've been receiving so much great feedback from all of you and really great ideas. So I'm really looking forward to the next several months and the next upcoming episodes and topics. But one of the things that you all really wanted to see was a Q&A episode where I just answer some of your questions that you have for me. So this week I put out a request for questions and you all answered with tons of questions, tons of topics, which I can't possibly cover all of them today, but I think I tried to pull out some topics that were more popular and more common, and I think some of the other questions you have will hopefully be answered in some of our upcoming episodes with different guests in the coming weeks and months. So I'm just sitting down here today. It's a Thursday night. I just had a day of radiology. I'm on a radiology elective this month at school. Had a nice workout, and I'm sitting here, have some great tea that I got from my friends as a gift in Korea, where I was last week. So if you've been following me on social media, I got married about a week and a half ago, which was amazing. It was the best weekend ever with all of our closest friends and family. And then I took off with Reebok to go to Korea for a few days, which was also a fantastic trip. It was so exciting to see how big CrossFit is in Korea, how much enthusiasm and passion there is there for it, and to meet a lot of the community members. And while I was there, I had a couple of Q&A sessions there as well and was really impressed with the questions they had and all of the things that they were interested in, CrossFit and life-wise beyond that. So fantastic trip. Came back with some tea, which is delicious and I'm enjoying right now. And I'm just going to sit down and talk about some of the topics that you all were the most curious about. So before we get started again, if you have not yet, please remember to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and give us a rating. And then if you like what you hear, share with others. I'd still like to hear more of your feedback, so please let me know what you like, what you don't like, what you want to hear more of, or what type of guests you'd like me to have on the podcast. And you can do that in the comments here on social media with hashtag JFHealth. All right, so let's get started with some of the questions. One of the first topics that seemed to come up a lot was people were curious about sort of my journey and how I decided to go into medicine and then how my involvement in CrossFit has maybe influenced my path within medicine and where do I hope to go in the future. So sort of a long story, but I'll give you the basics. So I first thought about going into medicine, probably entertained the idea when I was in high school, and I was really just fascinated with math and science and the way that everything worked in the human body. So I took my first biology class in high school, and my mind was just blown by how the body worked all the way down to a cellular level or a microscopic level. I went on then in college to study biomedical engineering. I always really liked problem solving and math science. And to me, engineering was only interesting if it was in the context of the human body. So that's what led me towards biomedical engineering. And from there, I realized that industry wasn't really for me. I wasn't necessarily interested in solving problems to make devices to help medical devices or drug design or anything like that, but I was more interested in working with patients, working one-on-one with people who had the medical problems and trying to help them get better. And I experienced a lot of satisfaction from that physician-patient interaction, and that relationship was something that really fascinated me from early on. And so after the summer after my senior year of high school, I actually worked in my mom's optometry practice for the summer, and seeing how she interacted with her patients. She had a small practice, family owned, it was owned by her father before her, and seeing how she interacted with her patients and how she had this long-term relationship with them and how they trusted her, and she was able to care for them, that really, really hit home to me and made me realize that was something that was important to me and something that I wanted to do. So fast forward to about halfway through college, I'm getting ready to apply to med school and studying for the MCAT, taking all my prerequisite classes, and of course, that's when I find CrossFit. And so I start competing. I take my CrossFit Level 1 seminar, which is just absolutely life-changing for me and really starts allowing me to think in a little bit different way about health. And at this point, I still thought of CrossFit and medicine as two very separate endeavors. I had always imagined myself pursuing a very specialized career in medicine, something that I could become very good at one part of the body, whether it be surgical or medical, but be super, super specialized where I would have expertise in this one tiny area. Primary care to me did not seem interesting at all because it was so broad. And it just seemed almost boring because you were doing sort of the routine over and over again. But once I got into medical school a little bit and I really started to understand CrossFit, understand more about lifestyle and what kind of impact we could really have on some of these chronic diseases through lifestyle, I realized that I would much rather be on that front end of caring for people, helping people to really empowering people to take charge of their own health, do what they can to maximize their own health and their own potential so that they can avoid these diseases down the road. And I would much rather be in that position than caring for people on the tail end in the hospital when they're sick, they have these chronic diseases, they're in the end stages of things that could have been prevented long, long ago. So really it was because of CrossFit that influenced me to now want to pursue a career in primary care and to help people prevent disease from happening in the first place. So right now my plan is to pursue residency in family medicine. I really like the idea of being able to care for whole families, for all the way from children to the elderly, and really focusing on that prevention aspect. So I'll be pursuing a career in family medicine and then ultimately using what I've learned in CrossFit to help address these lifestyle factors and address these root causes of disease as opposed to simply putting a Band-Aid over them. So really aligning myself with the functional medicine movement and taking that sort of a mindset to my practice. And of course, fitness will be a big part of that. Fitness, nutrition, all the things that I've been learning about through CrossFit and through medical school, hopefully will really be coming together in practice. And at this point, I'm not sure what that will look like, 5 years from now, what the landscape will be, but one way or another, I'm going to be hopefully designing the practice of my dreams and hopefully helping people to really prevent disease from happening in the first place and live more fulfilling lives and not letting their health become a hindrance to letting them pursue all of their goals and dreams and desires. So I guess that was a little more long-winded than I intended, but that's the story for how I got into medicine and how CrossFit has sort of influenced my path and my career path within medicine. So that was the first topic that I heard a lot about. The second topic, which is by by far the most common question that I get from people is, how do you balance? How do you balance school and CrossFit and, you know, your home life, your family, everything else that you're doing? So it's an interesting question because I think it seems sometimes from the outside like I'm simultaneously balancing all of these things, like being a full-time medical student and competing in the CrossFit Games and traveling and doing all these things. But in reality, it's more about picking specific goals and pursuing those one at a time. So I love the quote. I think it's from Oprah, where she says, you can have it all, but you don't have to, or you can do it all, but you don't have to do it all at once. And that's really advice that I've taken to heart over the past few years. And I've been very fortunate that I've been able to structure my schedule so that I can pursue these goals almost, you know, one at a time or in succession. So for me, really the only year that was a huge struggle, where I was really going full speed ahead, full time with school and with CrossFit, was my first year of medical school. And that was extremely challenging, by far probably one of the most challenging years of my life up to this point, where I was in school full time, usually from about 8 to 5. And then I would go to the gym. I'd be at the gym from 5:30 or so until sometimes 9 or 10. I'd come home. I'd study a little more, go to bed, and do it all over again. And I learned from that year, I don't think it was very sustainable. I wasn't getting enough sleep. I wasn't able to ever really relax or hang out with friends or just enjoy myself because I was constantly under pressure to be performing or doing something, either training for the CrossFit Games or in medical school. So when it came time for my second year, I knew that something had to give. Second year of medical school is far more demanding than the first, and the board exam comes towards the end of the summer, right before the games. And so I knew that I really wasn't going to be able to do a good job in medical school if I was also trying to compete in the games. And so at that point, I made that decision that year to take a year away from competing, and my focus was really medical school. And then for the past 2 years, I'm in a program that has a strong emphasis on research. And so I, instead of doing 1 year of research, I did 2 years of research, and that gave me freedom to decide what the way to spend my time. I had a little bit less structure. I didn't have to be in school from 8 to 5, but I could kind of structure my day as I wanted to. And that allowed me to spend a lot more time training. If I wanted to study in the morning and then train, or if I wanted to train in the morning, study in the afternoon at night, and do research then. It gave me much more flexibility. So in that way, I was really able to sort of pick one goal and focus on that for each year. And I think that balancing, you know, it's always this mystery. It's kind of this goal that you don't think you're probably never going to ever achieve a perfect balance. But I think it's more about choosing which goals are most important, and then, you know, deciding what do you feasibly have time for? Which of those goals are at the top of your list? And then how are you going to accomplish them? And then you can shift your focus from year to year or every few years or whatever it may be, if you have varying goals. There might just be certain times of your life that are better for pursuing some goals than others. As far as time management and balancing some of these things, if you have a busy schedule, I can give a few tips for that, which I got pretty good at during that first year of medical school. A lot of people had asked about nutrition. How do you plan for nutrition and make sure that you keep your nutrition in line while you have a busy schedule? And really, the biggest advice I can give for that is just plan ahead. It's like everything else. Putting the time in at the beginning of the week to plan ahead is going to make the rest of your week go much smoothly. Even though it takes time, it might take the whole day on Sunday for you to go shopping, to prep all your meals for the week, to go through your whole schedule and plan out day by day what you have to do, what time blocks you're going to do that in, making sure that you have time for everything you need to do that week. It's so important. Even if it takes an entire day, you're going to accomplish so much more during the rest of the week because you've planned ahead. It's like most things in life, preparation is usually going to pay off. So I think that that's extremely important. And I think that in future episodes, I'll try to focus one episode more on goal setting and planning, because I think that's become something that's been very important and very, very life-changing for me in my ability to accomplish things that I'm trying to accomplish. So that's definitely important. But those are just a few tips to kind of get you started. The next topic that I have is, there were a number of people who had asked to describe the transition between training to compete in the CrossFit Games and then training for life, or the difference between your CrossFit Games athlete and your average CrossFitter. And I think this is a great question. It's a very important distinction to make, and I think that the line becomes blurry for a lot of people because we watch the games and, you know, you're inspired by people competing in the games, and a lot of people are excited to train for the games, but I personally don't think that necessarily the training that's required for the games is the best thing that you can do overall for your health long term. Over the 6 years that I've been training and competing, my training has evolved a lot, and in those first few years, I certainly wasn't training as much as I have been in the past few years, but now it really has become a full-time job. So these athletes are in the gym the majority of the day. They're training upwards of like 4 to even up to 7 hours a day, with, you know, with breaks in there, and, you know, not all at high intensity, but this is a full-time job and it's a lot of volume. And it's like any other sport. It's like any other professional athlete. You're making certain sacrifices in order to be at this place in the sport and really push the envelope of your fitness. Right now you have this sort of urgency where maybe you're 22 years old and you want to be the fittest you can possibly be. You're really accelerating the process by training so much, becoming so proficient in such a wide variety of skills that are required to do well in the CrossFit Games. And so it's a full-time job and it is really hard on your body. It's like any other professional sport. So there is a very important distinction there. And I think that for the average athlete, the average person who wants to improve their fitness, who wants to increase their work capacity across broad time and modal domains and be healthy over the course of their life, the best prescription is CrossFit, as you know, as it is intended, as it's written on the main site, one workout a day, high intensity, full output, for that one workout or that 1 hour that you go to the gym every day. It doesn't have to be more than that. It doesn't have to be more complicated than that. There's often excitement about doing extra work or extra skills or going for a run after your workouts. But I think there is something to be said for patience and improving your fitness slowly day by day, year by year, and not trying to rush it. I think that we can get a lot more out of the intensity than we realize. And that's what CrossFit's all about. It's about the high intensity and it's about the efficiency. You know, one of the reasons why I fell in love with CrossFit in the first place was it's so time efficient. If you're a busy person, you can get in a workout in less than a half an hour and be on your way, and a very effective workout at that. So I think that it's important to remember that and to really go back to the basics of what CrossFit's all about. Check out those main site workouts and see, you know, we don't have to do a 5x5 deadlift or a 5x5 back squat. Could be your one workout for the day. It doesn't always have to be accompanied by another Metcon or more skill work or anything like that. That's something that is necessary if you're training for regionals or training for the games, but for the average person, not so much. So that was another really great question. And more specifically, my transition from competing towards now, it's an interesting topic. I think I'm sort of in the midst of it, and I still don't have a lot of clarity on where I'm going or what I'm doing. And the injury has certainly complicated things a little bit and given me another focus to work towards as I rehab. But it is an interesting transition to go from training almost full time to going and doing my 1 hour long class. And I think, you know, I'll keep you updated. It will be interesting to see how I progress, but I am excited. I think I'll have a little bit more intensity because I'm only doing one workout a day, and I'm excited to try out some different things, maybe doing the main site for a while, writing some of my own workouts, doing classes. So I'm really excited about this next chapter, even though, you know, it's a difficult transition, for sure, but I'll keep you updated. All right, so the last thing that I want to do is answer the three questions that I traditionally ask everyone at the end of the podcast. So I had a few requests to do that, and I guess it's only fair that if I'm asking people these questions that I should answer them for myself. So I thought a little bit about them, and they're not as easy as one would think, but I'll give you my answers. So the first question is three things that I do on a regular basis that have the biggest overall positive impact on my health. And the first thing that I do is definitely going to be CrossFit. And I'm going to cheat a little bit on this one, and I'm going to say adhering to Greg Glassman's Fitness in 100 Words. And so that's going to cover both nutrition and exercise. So I'm cheating a little bit there. But if you haven't heard his Fitness in 100 Words, I'll read it to you here. And then I'll also post this in the links as well if you want to go back to it. But it says, eat meat and vegetables, nuts and seeds, some fruit, little starch, and no sugar. Keep intake to levels that will support exercise but not body fat. Practice and train major lifts, deadlift, clean, squat, presses, clean and jerk, and snatch. Similarly, master the basics of gymnastics. Pull-ups, dips, rope climbs, push-ups, sit-ups, presses to handstand, pirouettes, flips, splits, and holds. Bike, run, swim, row, etc. hard and fast. 5 or 6 days per week, mix these elements in as many combinations and patterns as creativity will allow. Routine is the enemy. Keep workouts short and intense. Regularly learn and play new sports. And again, that was by Greg Glassman. And I think absolutely that's the top thing that I do on a regular basis that has overall best impact on my health. Eat real food, move my body in the way that it was made for. Learn and play new sports is probably one of the things that I don't do as often as I would like, but also I think is incredibly important. So that's number one. Number two, I will have to say, is sleep. I think the more I learn about sleep, the more I realize how crucial it is to our health, and how much really our judgment becomes skewed. We can't think clearly. We aren't able to perform as well as we could otherwise, if we don't get enough sleep, and getting enough sleep on a regular basis. So the past 2 years, when I've really been focusing on training, I've been trying to sleep at least 8 hours, if not 9, every night. Sometimes, you know, now that training isn't a priority, it's easy to let sleep kind of fall back, but I'm still really making it a priority because I know I can perform better in school. I feel better. And overall it's going to have a much bigger impact on my health in the long term. So I still really prioritize sleep, both having really good quality sleep, and then quantity too, at least 8 hours. And then the third thing I think is really surrounding myself with great people. I think, you know, I could have perfect exercise and perfect nutrition and perfect sleep, but if I was just doing that on an island by myself, I don't know if that I'd be healthy. I think I might go crazy. I think that it's so important to be connected to your community, connected to your family or your friends, whoever is your support system. And then, you know, really feeling like you're contributing to other people or in some way having a positive impact on the people around you. And then also surrounding yourself with people who really make you reach and make you strive to be better and inspire you to be really to be your best self. So I think that the third thing is surrounding myself with people who inspire me, make me want to work harder, and who are there for me and support me, and help me when times get tough. So those are my three things. The next question is going to be one thing that I would like to do, but I have a hard time implementing. So one thing that would have an impact on my health, but I've really struggled to implement it. And there are actually a couple things for me, but I think the biggest one is really, meditation or mindfulness. It's something that in the past I've been pretty good about. When I was training for the games, I would be a lot better about this. And I did notice a big impact on my overall mental health. But it's one of those things that's easy to just push off and, you know, say, oh, I have more important things to do. Oh, I am just going to go to bed, or I woke up too late, or, you know, have a million excuses not to do it. So that's one thing that I know will have a big impact on my health, but I have a hard time implementing it into my life, and that's something that I'm working on. So I will keep you updated on that as well. And then the final question is, what does a healthy life look like to me? And to me, a healthy life really looks like someone who's able to use all of their unique gifts and what they're passionate about to really make a difference in the world. And, you know, or maybe it's not, maybe their motivation isn't even to make a difference in the world, but it's really using their unique gifts and doing something they're really passionate about. And so I think physical health and mental health and spiritual health are really important in order to accomplish all of those things. I hate seeing people being hindered from following their dreams or following their passions or really living life to its fullest because of their health, because they have a chronic disease or because they're limited with their mobility or some other reason. And so to me, health is really about keeping someone in optimal condition so that they can pursue their goals, they can do everything that they're passionate about and really live a fulfilling life. So to me, that's what health is all about. So I think that's all the time we have for today. But hopefully some of these perspectives were helpful to you, and we will definitely do a Q&A episode again in the future. So keep the questions coming, keep the feedback coming. I'm really excited about some of the episodes that are coming your way this fall. So I hope you enjoy them as well. And please remember again, subscribe on iTunes, rate the podcast, and then continue sending your feedback in the comments here or using hashtag JF Health on social media. So thank you again for listening, and we will catch you next time on Pursuing Health. Thank you for tuning into this episode. I'd love to hear your feedback, so please leave comments under this post on my website, juliefouché.com. Also, if you like what you hear, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and give us a rating, and share your thoughts on social media. You can use the hashtag JFHealth with any feedback or questions or ideas for future episodes. So thanks again for listening, and we will catch you next time on Pursuing Health.